Hello.
I can speak to Miss McLaughlin, please.
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Agnes. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Yeah.
How are you, Agnes?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Fantastic. Yeah. Do you have a quick 5 minutes to have a chat with me, Agnes, about your case?
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay. So my name's Michael, Agnes, and just to let you know, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Okay.
My job here as an investigator at MMA is to go out and find all of the evidence for you or on your behalf.
Yeah.
So that's writing to the social services and the local authorities and the care settings you stayed at when you were younger.
Yeah.
So today's call is not to go over those care settings. You've already done that with us.
Yeah.
Customer care team. I don't want to drag you over that again. My role here is to understand and try and find out a little bit more on how your time in care and the trauma you faced has had an impact on you in your adult life.
Yeah, that ended up an alcoholic.
Oh.
I go to snuff, took magic mushrooms, and just to block it.
Yeah, of course.
But, right,
good. Okay. And did you seek medical attention for the alcoholism?
Yeah, I did. Dyke Bath Hospital. That's in Paisley.
Was you hospitalised or was you just seen?
No, I just went up there. Yeah, I had a psychiatrist.
Okay, I'm going to take that hospital details off you in a sec. I just need to ask you a couple of more questions. Have you ever suffered or been diagnosed with anxiety or depression, Agnes?
Yeah, I'm actually on tablets just now. I get put on them at a 25-year-old.
Okay. Is that an anxiety or is it just depression?
Depression and anxiety.
Okay. Sorry to hear that.
No, it's okay.
Yeah. So the reason why I'm asking, Agnes, is obviously I'm going to write to GP with your permission.
Yeah,
and hospitalisation, I'm going to write to them hospitals. And what we'll then do is obviously we can tie that back to the trauma that you suffered.
Yeah.
As a youngster.
I think that Dyke Bath Hospital now is shut down, but
okay.
My doctor will know everything anyhow.
Okay.
Then my files.
Yeah, I'll get all the details for you.
Yeah.
Not medication. I do have a real tough question to ask you, Agnes, and I apologise in advance, but I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't ask.
No, it's okay, Michael. Okay.
Have you ever tried to take your own life, Agnes?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that one, Agnes.
No, it's okay.
I do have to ask you, though.
No, I understand.
And I'm just trying to build a picture of, you know, what not so much of what happened to you in care, because we've already done that, like I said.
It's the impact after that.
It's the impact.
Yeah.
You know, it's affected you and haunted you and followed you your whole life, and I need to present this to the Scottish Redress team so we can subsidise and maximise.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely. Yeah.
Was you ever hospitalised for a suicide attempt, Agnes?
Just overdosing tablets.
Overdosed. Was you taken into hospital, was you?
Yeah, I was. I think I've been taken in a bit, it's either two or three times.
So that's multiple times, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hospitalised. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take your GP's details off you. And then we're going to talk about if you can give me the hospital details that you've been in. And I'm going to write to those NHS trusts, whether they're there or not, the NHS trusts should have them. So can I take your GP's details, please, Agnes?
Right, hold on, I'll get it. It's in my notes. I'll read it out here.
All I need is his name. If you haven't got the name, just his practice details, that's all.
It's 7 health wastes.
7 as the number?
7, yeah. 7 health waste medical centre.
Okay.
Agro.
Arbroath, yeah?
Yeah. You want the postcode?
Okay. No, it's all fine. I'll find that.
Right.
Okay. So that's your GP hospital details. Can I have the hospital details of the overdose, please?
It's in Dundee.
Do you know the name of the hospital?
Hold on.
Okay.
It was not no long ago, I know, I can't even remember.
Yeah, it's okay.
I don't really know Dundee, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'll probably come to my head when you come off the phone.
It's okay.
It's only one there anyhow.
Yeah, and what was the psychiatrist one?
Dyke Bar Hospital. I think that's shut down now. The whole lot, yeah.
And what's it called, sorry?
Dyke Bar Hospital.
Can you spell it for me, Agnes? Sorry.
D-Y-K-E-B-A-R.
Hospital.
Hospital.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do, I guess, is I'm going to write to these two, to the NHS Trust for the two hospitals. I'll find a Dundee one, don't worry.
Yeah.
I'm also going to write to your GP. I'm not going to tell them why I'm writing. I'm just going to request all of your medical records.
Okay,
As a law firm.
Yeah.
I'm also going to write to the 4 social services and the care settings. The
right.
4 care settings, social services departments,
right.
Where you stayed. What I'll do then, Agnes, is do you want the information that I get? Do you want me to send you a copy?
Yeah, that'd be good. Just email it. Yeah,
that'd
be great.
All copies. Okay. So once I send that to you, Agnes, we'll go through it together. And anyway,
right.
Between 6 and 8 months' time, it's not a quick turnaround.
Yeah, that's brilliant, Michael. Right.
What we'll do is we'll go through all of your statements, Agnes, make sure we've got absolutely everything covered.
Yeah.
We haven't missed anything out. And
okay.
Then I'll do what's called our final submission to Scottish Redress.
Right.
What that means is, along with all your medical records, all your statements,
yeah.
Your evidence of your time in care, we'll submit that to Scottish Redress, and then what we'll do is we'll wait for what's called a panel hearing, or a panel date.
Right.
They will judge our case on its merits.
Yeah, I need to go, yeah. Yeah, I need to go.
Sorry? It's fine. It's all done remotely. They'll send us their findings and an offer, hopefully, an offer and, some form of apology.
Right.
And what we'll do, Agnes, is obviously we'll advise you on whether to take it or not.
Right.
And then we go from there.
Right. Okay,
Agnes, do you have any questions for me about that?
No, Michael, that's it.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, Agnes, obviously because of the sensitive nature of these claims, I just need to go back a step with you and just make sure you fully understand our fees.
I've read them all.
Okay, I just need to go through.
I
just
got them.
The call, Agnes. That's all.
Okay.
So just to let you know, Agnes, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm.
No.
Obviously, that would entail you gathering your own evidence if you so wish, and then submitting that to the Scottish Redress yourself. It's then obviously a game of trust, as whether you trust the Scottish Government to pay you a fair, fair compensation package. So that's option one. Option two is there are other law firms out there, Agnes, who won't take any fees from you. They get paid directly by the Scottish Government in what's called a government legal fee scheme. where they get paid £2,000 whether you win, lose or draw. I can't legally go into detail about what they do for you, or more importantly, Agnes, what they don't do for you. The only thing I can tell you is that we have actively rejected that scheme on multiple occasions.
Yeah.
We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. We want to tie our fate to yours. How we do that is on a no-win, no-fee.
Yeah, I understand.
So what that means, Agnes, is if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together.
Yeah.
Our fees are capped at 20%, so no matter how much time we spend on your case, you'll never charge you more than 20%. On the flip side of that, Agnes, we may charge you less, dependent on how much time we actually do spend on your case.
Okay.
So you'll never pay us more than 20%.
Okay.
Also, Agnes, just to let you know, it is a genuine no-win, no-fee. What that means is if we're unsuccessful with your case, you won't pay us any money. The amount of, you know, emotional distress that you've been in and under throughout your whole life, we're not going to put you under any sort of financial distress either. So,
I understand.
Is that okay, Agnes?
Yeah, that's fine.
You understand those three options?
Yeah, I understand. We've got all yous can... deal with it, know what I mean?
Perfect. You're happy for me to continue with you?
Yeah, I'm happy, okay.
Excellent. Just to let you know, Agnes, you do have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed the documents with us. Or you do also have the right to waive that 14-day and we could get started on your case straight away.
No, it's okay. I'm not going to say nothing.
Okay. Are you happy to waive the 14-day and we get started?
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Just go on. Yeah.
Excellent. What I'll do, Agnes, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details, any after-hour contact details you need. If you need me, Agnes, save my number. My name's Michael.
Okay.
I'm going to be the person that walks you through now to the end. I work for you, so if you need me, if you remember something or you just want to have a chat, give me a call. If I don't answer, Agnes, leave me a message and I will. Promise you I'll call you back.
Right. No, that's brilliant.
Agnes, thank you so much. Honestly, I commend how
brilliant
you
are. I'm away to
Benidorm
today. Yeah, I'm away for a week, Michael.
Oh, nice. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry, Agnes, I won't need you for a little while now. I'll check in with you every 4 weeks.
Because
it's going to take me a little while. I've got a fight on my hands getting all this information. So you go and enjoy yourself.
Right, well, do it, Michael.
I'll speak to you in a few weeks' time, Agnes.
Right, brilliant. Thanks, Michael.
Enjoy your holiday, Agnes.
Right, well, do it. Cheers. Thanks.
Bye now.
Bye. Bye. Bye.